Welcome in. Today we're building busy drum and bass drums that still have a clear pocket. Beginner friendly, in Ableton Live, mostly stock tools. The goal is simple. Your drums feel fast and detailed, but the kick and snare stay obvious and powerful. Here's the mindset for this whole lesson. Busy does not mean loud. Busy means movement. Little ghost notes, syncopation, small edits, tiny fills. Clear pocket means, if someone taps along, they can lock to the kick and snare without thinking. If they can't, the groove isn't more complex, it's just getting in its own way. Alright, let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make a new MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and set your loop length to 2 bars. 2 bar loops are a big deal in D&B, because the groove often answers itself in bar 2. Quick workflow boost. If you like recording parts in, turn on fixed length and set it to 2 bars. That way you can jam, and everything lands in a neat 2 bar clip. Now we build the pocket first. Kick and snare is the law. Everything else is decoration. Load a tight kick and a crisp D&B snare into drum rack. Now program the foundation. Put the snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's the backbeat. That's home base. Kick goes on beat 1. Then add one extra kick for forward motion. A classic spot is around beat 3, a little late, like 1.3.3 or 1.3.2 depending on the feel. Before we add any busy, do a quick pocket test. Lube it. If you muted everything except kick and snare, would this already feel like drum and bass? It should. If it doesn't, fix this first. Don't try to solve it with more hats. Now quick shaping, just to keep things clean. On the kick pad chain, at EQ 8, roll off the extreme sub rumble with a gentle high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. If it feels boxy, do a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. On the snare pad chain, at EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 160 Hz to keep low end out of the snare. If the snare needs body, a small boost around 180 to 220 can help. If it needs more crack, a tiny lift around 3 to 6 kHz. Tiny is the word. We're not trying to make it harsh. Great. Pocket built. Now we add hats that move, but don't steal the pocket. We're going to think in lanes. Pre-hat lanes is a really practical structure. A steady closed hat lane, a shuffly offbeat lane, and an occasional accent or open hat lane. Start with closed hats. Program 1/16 notes. But here's the secret. Don't make them all the same velocity. Create a velocity hierarchy. Think in three tiers. Anchors are your stronger hits, somewhere around 70 to 100. Supporting hits are medium, maybe 35 to 70. Ghost level hits are super low, 1 to 35. If every hat is the same velocity, it'll sound like a sewing machine. Fast, but dead. Now add a little groove. Open the groove pool and grab a swing 16 style groove. Apply it lightly. Timing around 10 to 20% is plenty for D&B. If you overdo swing, it starts to feel drunk instead of driving. Velocity in the groove can be 0 to 10%, just a touch. Next, the accent or open hat. Use it sparingly. A great beginner move is putting a low velocity open hat just before the snare, like right at the end of beat 1 or beat 3. It creates a little inhale before the snare hits. But keep it tasteful. If it happens every time at full volume, it turns into a second snare competitor. Now hats can get painfully bright really quickly. So do control early. On the hat group or the hat pads, use EQ 8. If it's fizzy, try a gentle high shelf down starting around 10 to 12 kHz. If something rings, look around 7 to 9 kHz and notch only if you need to. Remember the rule, hats should create motion, not volume. Now let's make it busy without clutter. Ghost notes. Ghost snares are quiet little hits that imply motion around the main snare. They're one of the fastest ways to get jungle flavor without overcrowding the beat. Use a different sound for ghosts if you can. A rim, a tick, a quieter snare layer. Avoid using your full main snare at low velocity, because the transient and tail still stack up and cloud the groove. Place 1 to 3 ghost hits per bar. Common spots are just before the main snare, like the very end of beat 1 or beat 3, or just after the snare, like a small hit in the middle of beat 2 or beat 4. Keep the velocities low, like 10 to 35. Your main snare might be 90 to 110. The ghosts should feel like they're underneath the groove, not on top of it. Quick coaching note, if your loop starts sounding late or messy, it's usually not because you need compression. It's usually because ghosts are too loud, too long, or landing too close to the main snare transient. Turn them down first. Shorten them second. Move them third. Now we add percussion ear candy that stays out of the way. Pick one or two small perk sounds. Short rides, shakers, Foley ticks, wood blocks, rim shots. Keep them short and clean. Use a call and response approach across the two bars. Bar 1, a small perk phrase. Bar 2, answer it with a variation or fewer notes or one hit moved. This creates complexity without constantly increasing density. Mix placement trick. Pen these small perks a little left and right, maybe 10 to 35%. It gives width without needing huge reverb. For depth, don't slap reverb on every pad. Use drum rock returns or ascend on the track. Put a small reverb on a return. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then put EQ 8 after the reverb and high pass it around 250 to 400 HE. That keeps the reverb from muddying your pocket. Optional extra depth. A short echo on another return, like 1/16 or 1/8 delay, low feedback, and low pass it around 7 to 10 kHz so it tucks behind. Alright, now we've got pocket, hats, ghosts, and perks. Time to make it hit and stay controlled with a simple drum bus chain. On the drum rock track, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 20 to 30 hz to clean rumble. If the loop is cloudy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 hz. Next, add glue compressor. Keep it subtle. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not destruction. If your kick loses punch, back off. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Careful. Boom usually off or very low in DNB, because your bass is doing the real sub work. Use damp to tame harshness if the top gets splashy. Optional. Saturator after that. Soft clip on. Drive just 1 to 4 dB. Tiny. This is for density and consistency, not fuzz. Now, here's one of the biggest secrets to busy but clear. Making space for the snare without muting all your fun layers. We're going to do a tiny sidechain duck on the busy elements. Group your non-pocket elements. Hats, perks, ghosts. Put them in a group track, or route them to a separate track. Then add a regular compressor on that group. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to the snare. Depending on your setup, you might route the snare to its own track, or use a snare-only send. The idea is, snare hits trigger the ducking. Set ratio to about 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then adjust threshold, so you get about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. This is not supposed to sound like pumping. It's supposed to feel like the snare is always readable, even when the hats are going crazy. Now, extra coach move. Micro timing. If you want more pocket clarity without extra processing, keep kick and main snare basically on the grid. Then nudge hats and perks just a little. Try nudging hats a few milliseconds early, like -3 to -10 milliseconds, for urgency, or a few milliseconds late, +3 to +10 milliseconds, for a more laid-back roll. In Ableton, you can select notes and adjust note timing in the note properties, or just zoom in and carefully drag. Tiny moves. You're seasoning, not relocating. Also do a quick transient overlap audit. Solo snare plus hats. If a hat is spitting right on top of the snare transient, it'll make your snare feel smaller. Fix options. Move that hat away, lower its velocity, or shorten it at the source. In drum rack, open the hat in simpler and shorten the volume envelope decay, or add a hair of attack, like 0.5 millisecond to 2 milliseconds. That can move it out of the snare's way without changing the pattern. Now let's talk arrangement, because DNB lives and dies by movement in 8 and 16 bar blocks. Here's a simple template. Bars 1 to 4, pocket plus simple hats. Bars 5 to 8, add ghosts and a perk, still restrained. Bars 9 to 12, add one new element, like a ride or another hat lane. Bars 13 to 16, remove something briefly, negative space, then fill or reset into the next section. This addition and subtraction approach is how you make a track feel like it evolves, without constantly stacking more sounds. Fill ideas that won't derail the groove. Every 8 bars, do a micro fill. Even just removing the kick for the last 8th note before a snare creates a vacuum that feels huge. Every 16 bars, do something slightly more obvious, but keep it under 1 bar. Try a snare flam. 2 quick hits close together, second louder, and then land cleanly back on snare 2 and 4 like nothing happened. That's the skill. You can get fancy, but you always return home. Automation can do a lot with very little. Put auto filter on the hat group. Slowly open it over 8 bars, like moving the cutoff from 2 to 4 kHz up to 6 to 8 kHz. Then snap it back at the turnaround. People feel the lift even if they don't consciously hear a filter. And one more super practical pro trick. Before a drop, reduce the hats and perks slightly for 1 bar, volume or filter. Then bring them back at the drop. The snare will feel bigger without you touching the snare at all, because the competition got out of the way for a moment. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you build this. If everything is loud, nothing is loud. Busy layers should be quieter than you think. If you don't vary velocity, it'll feel robotic. If you overswing, you lose drive. If the snare isn't the loudest, cleanest mid-high transient, the groove collapses. And if you overcompress the drum bus, the kick gets soft and the hats do weird pumping. Subtle is powerful here. Let's wrap with a quick 20-minute practice plan you can repeat anytime. Make a 2-bar pocket with only kick and snare. Add closed hats on 1/16 with clear velocity tiers. Add 2 ghost snares per bar, very quiet. Add 1 percussion element that only plays in bar 2. Add glue on the drum bus for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Add sidechain ducking so hats and perks dip about 1 dB when the snare hits. Final checkpoint. Mute everything except kick and snare. It still grooves. Turn everything back on. It still grooves, but now it feels alive, fast, and detailed. If you want, tell me whether you're aiming for rollers, jungle, jump up, or something heavier like Neuro, and I'll suggest a specific 2-bar starter pattern for kicks, ghosts, and hat placement that fits that substyle.